Thank you so much.
Here we go.
I canceled that last time because I got really sick and I fucked my throat up and that's what happens. It happens to everybody, except for when you're a singer and then you get sick and your throat's fucked up. Everybody goes, And then even later you're just like, so you've been having throat problems. And I'm like, what the fuck are these? Everybody has them. Let's start with a song called Star in the Sky. This was actually the beginnings of it. The lyrics had started around the top of the third Otis Lake record, and then it was on my first solo album after Otis Lake split up. Called Carry On. This is called Star in the Sky. As I fly in the star in the sky, supernova, you will wait for your reply. And if you answer our game, I will try. So come on. I'm pleasure to please. Person, and I'm willing to bet there are times when he gets really sick and he can't do it. And he gets up and he's like, and then the phone rings. They're saying you can't sing today. I want to do a song called As Hope and Promise Fade. This was a B-side for the song Scream. And E minor today, this is an E minor day, but I wrote this song with a guy named Jerome, who's an extremely talented guy. This was 4 o'clock in the morning, and we ran out of stuff to do, so we were just messing around. Now, Jerome is super stoned. Now, maybe he's always that way. You guys are just like that. As hope and promise fade, and the sun forgets to rise.
The river's strong with wine.
I'm kidding, that this theater is supposed to be haunted. For real. It is. This next song was just kind of a simple song about the defiance of a man or a grown-up person, especially grown-up person, in his 30s. So it's a little bit out of my life. This is called Can't Change Me, because I'm 41. It's a song I needed to be written at the time. It's kind of like, you know, I'm trying to be a grown up and a good guy at the end of the day, but, you know, it's a point where I just have to fuck off and leave it alone. Change what she thinks is wrong.
In the eye, 1,200 people dead or left to die. Far only no one alive. For nine you'll be blind. Death or murder, I'm sure.
I was playing one of his songs, Kentucky Woman, and suddenly I realized at the back,
of the room, there was a reader board, and the lyrics were going, just scrolling down, and then I got kind of stuck falling on. And it totally fucked me up. I became that kid I always went to school kind of mouth breathing. It wasn't a good thing. So I just let myself forget the shit. And plus you guys know it, right?
Show out the chain.
first to a song that I've sang many, many times. But nobody was there except the band, so that it was funny. It's funny when there's no one there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
is all I get now before the song is over. It was all tonight. I've been reduced to drinking water. Everybody around me said, now, can I drink to that? No. Can I drink a little of this? No. You can drink water. That's it. But I can drink this, shitloads of it, and drive. And when a policeman gets behind me, I still get a little nervous. And then my little boss goes, you're good, you're good, you're good. It's great. And then I still have to kind of, and then I'm good. Dreams of the name. song on that guitar that they wanted to learn. It looks like it was sings it, and because Pete Townsend was singing, they made Roger Daltrey just play this part on guitar, so the video's not and then does the, even though the root of the key changes, this part stays the same the whole time. But it's cool. How does that time go?
Swing for me.
just did. That's not on the record. Somebody, I was stupid. I let somebody talk me into cutting that part out. So when I play, it's always longer now. Because I'm like, Gene's trying to get smarter than I was then. Not a lot smarter, but smart enough not to cut shit out of my songs because somebody told me to. Which is not, by the way, that's not true of Soundgarden. When Soundgarden didn't like a song that I did, and then 8 years later I would go back and listen to it, I usually went like, oh God, thank God that somebody said this. Thank God somebody saved me from myself. Somebody keeps mentioning this one.
Thank you.
this is a song I forgot the words to, right? But it was a couple days before everyone got mad at Michelle Crow. And we were rehearsing for the show, and I don't play guitar on this one in Soundgarden. I'm just I wrote the part, but I don't play. And I started singing, I fucking didn't remember any of it. So.
Feeling so high, feeling so high. Checking
I've tried it a few different ways. I tried it with other piano players and stuff, and it never worked. So I'm singing actually to this record player. It's old timey. I'm singing it to a record player. It came from 1981. Or something like that. They're modern actually, but they don't do a lot of singing to them like if they move them around. But I'm not doing that. Anyway, this is a performance by the late Natasha Schneider, who played on the record, and I lifted her piano part off, and I'm going to sing that. This is called When I'm Down.
To
about how things sound, and then it turns out it's true, but these actually sound way fucking better than the Passions. Not a little bit better, but fucking a lot better. She sent an air mail, and the sniffer dogs at the airport singing it out, this is true, and they came in the middle of the night to her house to arrest her. They had a warrant, she had to open it in front of them, and she opened it, and it's like, it's fucking dog treats. They think that those dogs are like, they know what they're doing. Lovely, like they sit next to a bag and it just happens to be cocaine, you know, because in Miami it's probably 70% of all bags have cocaine. People don't even remember that. Like, oh shit, man.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
first time. That's as cold as I go there.
Give everything.
tough to communicate. So it's a big screen. You have all the words on there.
I confess I was lost in love. It doesn't take too long for this road to become battlefield. And before I let one more fire go out, understand that I won't give one inch to run from the need. Yours and my feet, whatever the price happens to be, I may not be the keeper of flame.
Too long. Thank you.